Race of outreach.
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Race of poor outreach, yes.
Thank you. And let's
we're
give
recording.
And our general manager, Leslie Wright, Bradford as well. Thank you. Before we move into the meeting, I just want to make a real quick speech. It's not going to be long, but I'll do it anyhow. During my tenure as chair, I sought to help create a new way of conducting ourselves, one based on cooperation, collaboration, and inclusion, helping to create an environment and culture that approaches matters with an open mind, with an open-minded attitude, one that respects differences, and seeks compromise and cooperation while respecting all beliefs, creeds, and histories, except where they seek to dominate others or destroy nature. After this last presidential election, it's obvious that we have a lot of work to do. And Pacifica and KPFK's voice is extremely important right now. I am hopeful that we can come together for the common cause for which Pacifica was created. So I leave you with these final words. If not now, when? All right. So, the delegates will start with the delegates' meeting. Mr. Secretary, would you please call roll?
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Ben Aaron?
Here.
Jonathan Alexander? Karen Brown?
Here.
Debbie Childs?
Here.
Roberta Eisen?
Here.
Stephen Franz?
Here.
Jan Goodman?
Here.
Bernard Hernandez. Steve Kaiser. Doug Kriegel.
Here.
Maggie LaPie.
She asked for excused absence.
So Kaiser did as well.
From what I know.
Yes, he did.
Steve Kaiser, both of them for health reasons.
And I apologize. I tried to get a hold of Ricardo. Did anybody else? Because I'm not sure if he knew the meeting was today.
Ali Lexa?
Present.
Barbara Marbeck?
Present.
Risa Poor?
Present.
Dorothy Wright?
Here.
Milo Reason?
Here.
Adam Rice?
Here.
Mansour Saban.
Hazard.
Fernando Velasquez.
Presente.
Sabina Virgo.
Here.
Lisa Wong.
Here.
Paul Strong.
Here.
Thank you. Do we have a quorum?
We do. We have a quorum.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hi. Can I just explain the difference between the LSV and the Delegates Assembly?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, in the bylaws...
Use the mic, please.
Okay, sorry. In the bylaws, there are two separate things mentioned, the Delegates Assembly and the Local Station Board. The Local Station Board is defined as being a committee of the Pacifica National Board. However, the Delegates Assembly elects members of the National Board and, in a sense, is senior to the National Board, whereas the Local Station Board is junior to the National Board. So that's the importance of the distinction between the Delegates Assembly and the Local Station Board, and that's why the meetings are kept separate. And they can have different officers. We've had the same officers of both bodies, but WBAI, for instance, has two different sets of officers for those different bodies. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go, Andrew.
I just wanted to say, for purposes of the LSB meeting, I'm present.
Oh, yeah.
She's not a delegate.
Yeah, just also to explain that the general manager is an ex officio member of the local station board.
Thank you.
And she should be on the list of local station board members when they get.
Thank you. So, again, welcome to our new members. You're now officially seated as delegates to the Pacific Island Board. Yes. I would like to, again, thank the members completing their service, Christian Beck, well, he resigned. Fred Blair, thank you. Lydia Brazone, who's our IED, she's not here, thank you for your service. Leslie Fox, thank you for your service. Charles Fredericks, thank you for your service. Ariana Gladney, thank you for your service. Tej Graywall, thank you for your service. Richard Macias, thank you for your service. Michael Novick, thank you for your service. Steve Tribe, thank you for your service. Okay. Is there anything else that we need to do as delegates?
I'm point of information. I'm just wondering if there's any other business that we need to conduct as delegates.
Yes. Jan and then Grace.
I move that the delegate, that the officers of the delegates assembly be the same as the officers of the LSV.
Second.
Which haven't been elected yet.
Yeah.
Which haven't been elected yet. Second. Whoever they are.
Second. Are there any objections? Hearing none.
You know, since we're meeting, I'm wondering if it would be in order. I would make a motion to elect officers of the delegates assembly at this point. We're going to be the same as the LSV officers.
Have you read the agenda? We have a whole thing of elections that will be taking place systematically.
Okay.
However,
Well, we could actually. Yes, I did read the agenda. Thank you for reading it, actually. Well, I think that just move the election forward and then carry out the rest of then go to the LSV meeting and then follow the agenda, with the exception that we've already had the officers.
I move the agenda, whatever we're doing. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Because
we're
going
to have to have a secretary.
Okay. Go ahead. Grace, did you have a comment?
This was in regards it's most proper to keep the two bodies separate. So, you know, we could elect officers now in the delegates assembly and then take it up and accept that in the LSV meeting. But I think we should move forward and follow the agenda, because the agenda here for the delegates assembly is basically the same as it would be for the LSD. This agenda would work for the delegates assembly. No?
Why don't we just adjourn the delegates
meeting and start the LSV meeting?
Because we have to elect officers for the delegate assembly. No, we have to do it in the delegates assembly.
I understand, but I'm sorry for interrupting, but what we can do is we can have our LSV meeting and then we can
we'll do it in January. There's no other business to conduct in the delegates meeting, correct? We'll be having a delegates meeting January 8th, so we can elect officers at that time. For the sake of brevity and to move this meeting along, why don't we just continue?
Okay. Point of order. It's the responsibility of the chair and the secretary and the vice chair of the delegates assembly to notice and conduct the January meeting. We really should elect officers for the delegates assembly now so that it's all done.
Right. If there are no objections, we'll reconvene the delegates meeting after we elect the LSV officers and No objections? Hearing none? So moved. Thank you.
I'm just a point of information. We're having the LSB meeting and then the delegates meeting?
We're in a delegates meeting. We're going to have the LSB meeting and then we're going to reconvene the delegates meeting.
We're in the delegates meeting now.
Yes.
I called for an election of the officers. This will take like 2 minutes. It's not appropriate to create new procedures that are in question of the bylaws. We have a few candidates, elect them as officers, end the meeting, call the LSB meeting, can elect the officers or they can just be accepted by consent. But it is appropriate to have the delegates meeting first and elect the officers. If we put this, let's just follow procedure. That's what I think. So I object to altering the procedure.
I don't know if it's a point of information or what, but...
Could you please use the mic?
Yeah. So I'm reading the agenda, and the elections are later in the agenda. So I understand the procedure, but can we reconvene? I'm confused. So... Yeah, I don't know.
So where we are right now is we're in a delegates meeting.
I move to adjourn the delegates meeting.
Second.
Third.
Second. Are there any objections? Hearing none, so moved.